5:30, Tuesday, July 12th, 2016, call to order the meeting of the Board of Fire Commissioners. Rick Pisano in attendance.
Kevin Conley.
Is anyone recording the meeting? Amy Cates is recording the meeting. Before we go any further, I just want to let everyone know the audio posting will take a few extra days. We're using some new software that I have to familiarize myself with to condense it and get it up on the town website. So normally I get quick turnaround, but this might drag a few days. Public comment.
Amy Cates. On June 14, 2016, there was a posted fire commissioners meeting. The board decided to cancel the meeting because the fire chief wasn't available. Prior to adjourning the meeting, the board voted to postpone the meeting to either Monday, June 20th, or Wednesday, June 22nd. I sent the board an email that week asking when the June meeting would be rescheduled and requesting to be notified. Was the meeting ever held? If not, why not? It would have been nice to have received a response to my email. I hope that monthly meetings will be held and business discussed in accordance with our bylaws. Thank you for this opportunity.
Rick Pisano, I'd like to respond. Amy, I'm very sorry you didn't get a response, but I never received the email. The meeting was to be rescheduled the next week. It turns out that week the chief was on vacation the entire week, and so wasn't going to be available that week either. The decision was made to carry it forward to this month's regularly scheduled time. I would have been happy to tell you that had I received it. I'm not clear why I didn't get it. You sent it to the fire commission email address. I can't explain it, but I never got it. In order of business, previous month's minutes consisted of a call to order, a notation the chief was not present, and as Ms. Cates already pointed out, decision to close the meeting. And we do not have a written copy of that. I don't know if it's necessary. If it is, we'll produce one, but I would suggest that description be approved, just so it's been duly noted. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Unanimous. Chief's report.
Good evening, commissioners. Good evening, everybody. If you want to get that to me, we can post that, you know, because we've done that in the past where we've posted cancellations and stuff like that. So if you want to just say it was what you just said, that's perfectly fine. So we can get that out to you. So that'd be good. I was not here last June 14th. My apologies. We had a structure fire in Kituit. And thank goodness the fire department did a really great job, really good stop. Very proud of these guys. They did a wonderful job. So sorry that a fire happened in our district. And our condolences go to the family of that fire. But the union and the association, visited them the next day and gave assistance. So that was good, too, as well. And my hat's off to the union members, as well as association members for doing something like that. So excellent job. The fire chief's report for June 14th activities. We have we had 30 rescue calls in the month of May, 34 fire incidences, which is public assists. A few covered the assignments over in Mashpee. We had 5 inspections that we did for that month. ComStar report you had. I believe, if you don't, I have a copy of it. That ComStar report that you have in your folder is for this month. coming up. Okay, so, and the appropriation sheet I think it's dated in there. It's not the 23rd, but it's prior to that. It's the 13th or something. You'll see the appropriation, the first appropriation form. That is for last month. And that's your appropriation sheet for last month. The last thing that we had on the old business for the chief's report is union contract. As you know, everybody knows that they've ratified the contract. Excellent work by the union and the commissioners and the district to ratify that so that we didn't have to go to arbitration. Much appreciated on my end as the fire chief. Appreciate that on both sides. I thank both sides very much for coming to agreements and also for the district to taking care of the contract. Thank you. And district members, thank you, as well as myself. Okay, new business. welcome, Fire Commissioner Kevin Conley, to the team. Sorry I wasn't here for your first meeting, but welcome aboard. Glad to have you, and I'm glad you're here. Personnel, we have two left on 111F, we have already gotten two back, so they've been working everything's been going well with personnel.
Commissioner Pisano, do we have any idea about their timetable for return?
Yes, we have one that is has put the papers in for retirement, medical retirement, I put my papers in for that person. So that would be 6 to 8 months out from April. So November, area is when it looks like they're going to PIRAC, the Bountiful County Retirement Board has to meet with the medical board, and the medical board reviews the case, and if it's deemed as medical, then that person will be retired. The other person is scheduled to come back in August. I don't know exactly what date in August, but he just came in and said August. It looks like August. That's okay. Apparatus 265 is way on schedule. It actually went yesterday to see the apparatus. It is lettered. It's in Foxborough right now, Minuteman. Very excited. Took a lot of pitches. It should be here. And you're more than welcome to come to the firehouse on Wednesday or Thursday. I'll have a better read on it on Monday of this coming week. And there should be someone coming in Wednesday or Thursday. He didn't really let me know because they gotta clean it up. It came from Florida, so they just got in last Friday, so they have to clean it up and make sure all the doors and bells and whistles work, and then go through the truck with their engineer. And then when they bring it to Katuit on Wednesday or Thursday, before they take the plate off the front, Wisconsin plate. That's where it's from, Appleton, Wisconsin. They actually need to do a dog and pony show to us. The engineer is going to be there going over it with us. And then they'll schedule another meeting with all the firefighters so that we can all go through it. We will own it at that point. I have asked the assistant treasurer and the treasurer to cut the last remaining part of the check. So when they do come, we hand them the last bit of the check. I think it's $218,000, I think, left. So we have that. We've ordered most of the equipment. The hoses are the only things that have not come in yet, but they have been ordered. So that's what we're waiting. We're waiting for the hoses to come in. If not, we can always take the hoses off of the old 265 and place them on the new until we get our new hoses. Speaking of apparatus, I had asked the board a while back about when we received this new engine, that when we're ready to disperse the old engine 265, it would be, it was ordered 1989. It would be great, it's a 1990 though, if we could donate that to our fire academy. They're looking for a piece of apparatus that, as you know, they get donated fire trucks and they're in disrepair. So this engine would work well if it stays right there at the academy. It would suit them very well, as well as our firefighters go there and use that too. And everybody that goes into that Barnstable Fire Academy uses a fire truck for our firefighting purposes, and this is a great opportunity to for them to hopefully maybe get ours as a donation. If that's the case, they will give us a letter of a donation, and we can get a tax write-off or something like that. I don't know. I don't know what they do. They give us nothing. Yeah, they give us nothing. So anyways, but that's not going to go in until we get the bells and whistles all worked out and all the kinks worked out of our brand new engine 265. Once that happens, then that will go to Minuteman, where this truck hails from, in Foxborough, and start getting that rehab. We're looking like we're trying to get another 8 to 10 more years out of 263. And if that's the case, that'd be good. They'll give us 10 years between each truck. So every 10 years, order a truck instead of every 3 or 4. If we hold on to that, we can hold on to 265. The Academy, obviously, is their hands out. It's whenever we deliver it to them. If the district decides to vote and allow the donation to go of the old 265 to the Academy. So we will not be without two apparatuses. Yeah.
Chief, after the new truck is been through its shakedown and we're all satisfied with it and it's in performance, could you just reintroduce that question to the subsequent month's agenda?
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Thank you. Okay. For new business, there was a union grievance. A letter was sent. It was step one. I had responded back to the union about it. I agreed with the union that it seemed to be a problem. They're going to look into it. They're looking into it right now with the retirement board to see if we could not have that person get penalized by interest. If that's the case, we should probably help out on that because it was our mistake. I feel it was our mistake. They're still looking into it, but we do owe this retirement board that person's back pay of $383 and 53 cents, I think it was. So that's something that Mr. Daly, Mike Daly, and our assistant treasurer is really working on and trying to get this squared away. We kind of slowed down on it, unfortunately, because of all the end of the season, but we're still working on it, and we're going to have an answer for our union soon.
And Commissioner Pisano speaking. This was involving more than one pay period, is that correct?
Yes.
And has the first or the second one, has half of it been resolved already?
It hasn't yet. None of it has been resolved yet to this point that I know of. Although I know they're working on it, so no, but it hasn't been resolved yet. Until that money goes to the retirement board, I would consider that resolved, and also the interest taken care of. I would consider that a resolution to that issue. Okay. Union contract, I put that in there for you folks to remind yourselves that September you should be thinking about meeting and greeting with the union and start talking about next 3-year contract. So that would be really good. Okay. Moving on to July. Okay, so that was the old. Any questions on the old right now? No. Okay. So this monthly activities for old business is rescue calls. We had 44. I say plus calls because we started using ImageTrend, and I think a week is a discrepancy in 1 week, the last week of June. So we're trying to work that discrepancy out right now. So there might be five or six calls more. Fire calls we had 22, and inspections we had 4 inspections, a total of 66 total instances without the fire prevention. ComStar report you do have in front of you. That is the accurate one in the ComStar report with a net payment of $14,566.34. and that period is of 5/28/16 to 6/30/16. And that was dated on 6/30.
That's, Chief, we have no more problems with the, what was it, Medicare?
No. That seemed to work itself out because we went back and forth with them. Yes, so that should be all squared away.
Thank you.
And we're, I'm glad you brought that up. We're looking also for the monies that we possibly be getting from the I don't want to say extra monies that they have, but we put into that program that came out about getting some funds back, and we're looking, we're going to get something back, but we just don't know what yet, and they're going to be cutting checks soon. So I can't wait till that comes in. That was a lot of work on that. Okay, so the budget, the appropriations, you will see there's three appropriation sheets that I brought to your attention. That's 6/23, 6/30, and then 7/7 is the dates. Those three appropriation sheets, as you see, it went, and I highlighted the highlights for you, the end results. It went from 87% to 90%. And bills are still being processed right now, so we're hoping to be in the clear by the end of this month. We're hoping to receive all the outstanding bills, and hopefully that will clear up everything. And Mr. Daly should be able to close up the books at the end of August and beginning of September, and it should be good.
And am I correct that from this point forward, we will be recording into fiscal year 17.
Correct. That is correct. Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Obviously, for the old, we kept the union contract coming up in the fall. Please keep a note of that. So in September, you folks could get your schedules out. We would appreciate that very much. That'd be awesome. Okay, so new business personnel, I would like to personally give my sincere gratitude and thanks to Lieutenant McNamara, Bill McNamara, firefighter paramedic Shane Clark, firefighter paramedic Eric Anderson, and call firefighter Kate Halloran. They had an incredible call the other day, and they made an excellent save. I can't go into really details, but they did their job to the best. If you had this issue, you hope those people were on that call because that was fantastic. The doctor made a comment about it saying that it was fast, it was quick, it was excellent. My hat's off to you, Shane. Excellent job. You called it. You called it perfect. You did a great job, and thank you very much. And outstanding.
Here,
and
here.
To all of them, please, to all of them, thank them. So outstanding. And that's that. And we do have someone in the building that I haven't mentioned, Cody. I haven't mentioned it to the board because it was a project that we were doing, bringing in someone that was from a school that is a good thing. He wanted to be a firefighter. Probably will never be a firefighter, but it's a great opportunity for this young adult to come into our firehouse. The only bad thing is I didn't mention to bring him to the 4th of July. I'll make sure I do that next year. But he works very hard, very diligent with us. He works hand in hand with the firefighters. He comes in and cleans the bathrooms, cleans the floors, gets everything all squared away, comes in with coffee sometimes. Just an outstanding worker for us. And, you know, I really, I'll write a little letter of commendation for him, too, and thanking him for his time and his service to Kituit Fire Department, because I think that's appropriate and it's important to do that. But he's on a special waiver with us right now. And he will go on a call to observe, but that's about it. And we'll go from there. And he's receptive by all the personnel in a very good way. So it's really good.
That's great, Chief. If you write that up and bring it to the board, we can all add our signatures as well.
Excellent. Thank you so much. I'll put those on there. Thank you. Okay, the apparatus, as I said, it's here. It's going to be here Wednesday or Thursday. Cannot wait. We went and saw it yesterday. Beautiful. Beautiful truck. Looks great. Everything that we asked for is on it and in it, and we're excited about it. So it'll be coming soon. And you heard about the other stuff. I don't need to repeat that other stuff, and that's it. And thank you.
Can I ask a quick question? Is that Wednesday or Thursday of this week or next week?
Of next week.
Next week, thank you.
Yep, of next week.
I would like to make a motion that we go into executive session for a brief discussion in preparation for September, and we will plan to adjourn immediately after we come out of executive session. Do I have a second?
Second.
In favor? Vote on it. Commissioner Pisano in favor?
Yes. By name.
Commissioner Conley in favor?
Commissioner Hadley in favor?
Commissioner Pisano, it's unanimous. Chairman Pisano. We are hereby out of executive session. The motion on the floor is to adjourn the meeting. Do I have a second?
Second. You need a roll call.
In favor?
Hadley.
Pisano.
Conley.
Meeting's adjourned.
Thank you.